We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
NFL No Huddle every single day to lead the noon hour. We'll get back into some NCAA tournament conversation with Deshaun Tate in about 15 minutes from right now. Tournament game number one today is about to tip off in 10 minutes or so. We'll keep you updated on everything that's going on. Sports Jeopardy at 12:40 also.
They're calling Calipari the Italian Doc Rivers.
That's pretty good.
Doc catching strays, man.
Doc's waking up this morning, pulls up Twitter. He's like, why am I trending? We won.
Yeah, man.
We've been playing great since the All-Star break.
Yeah, Doc, I hit catching strays. Damn, Doc.
It's a good point, though.
It is.
They both got one.
It's a good line.
Aaron Donald talked about why he chose to retire. This is like the best possible reason to ever say why you want to retire. Quote, my passion to play the game is no longer there. Great.
Yeah, man.
That's it.
I mean, Aaron is still young.
Call it quits.
Aaron can go do whatever he wants. I'm assuming, you know, that he's – I don't know. I can't assume that he's going to be a TV. I don't know what Aaron's into or nothing like that. But, I mean, he's one of the best players.
I don't think I've ever even heard Aaron Donald talk before.
Yeah. I mean, he's one of the best players of his generation, regardless of position. Mm-hmm. You know, and he is going to – like we know, he's going to be a first ballot guy. Obviously, he got. I've seen the pictures of him and his beautiful wife and their beautiful children and everything like that. So, I mean, that's one thing he's gonna get do a lot, spend time with his kids and everything, and go out with a great career, man. I mean, he went out all pro, won a Super Bowl, all these different things that you come into the league to want to achieve.
Yeah.
And he's made a buttload of money.
It's so hard to say how his career could have gone any better.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess he could have been on championship teams a couple more times, but
remember,
like, that's not up to him.
I always remember, I said this when he retired, when Big George, because Big George was he was a scout for the Rams.
Yeah.
And he told me, he's like, hey, man. Because I would call him, you know, just checking to see what's going on right there. And I told him about Tavon Austin. He was like, yeah, if you get the ball, he's electric and everything. But he's legit. When he said about this
he's
man,
a little fella.
When he said this about Aaron Donald, he said, Randy's best defense tackle I've ever seen. And, I mean, dude, and he proved it. Like, this dude never, ever underachieved in a season.
He was great.
Never underachieved a season.
Every year he was great.
Yes.
Championship, all the money, all the all-pros, all that stuff. And walking away, like you said, walking away young. Hopefully his body still feels okay.
Right.
I mean, he played a decade in the NFL.
Empty tackle.
He's going to have some he's gonna have some lingering stuff, but hopefully he's in decent shape. What do you think about some of these rule changes?
I hate them.
All of them?
Well, the hip-drop tackle, of course. And I know people say, well, how are they going to tackle? Until you've had that happen to you, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it sucks, because it happened to me.
Yeah.
All right, it sucks.
It injures guys.
Yes, it sucks.
It also is sort of a happening more because of the way that they changed the rules about like it's a rugby style tackle.
Yes.
Like that's a big part, and there was a big influence in that 10, 15 years ago. They banned it from rugby too. You can't do it in rugby anymore because there was so many injuries. So it was always coming in the NFL that was going to happen. I mean, guys will probably figure out how to tackle.
They'll figure it out, man. And I'm all for, you know, I don't like the – I still am, you know, it still chaps my ass how T.J. Hockenson got hurt in that damn playoff game. But that's no that's all he has to do. You know what I mean? I mean, as far as the defender. I don't believe that. I think he could have found a better way to get T.J. on the ground because he wasn't looking. And then the first thing you do is just – missile into his damn knee. I just hate that. I just hate it. But the kickoff rule, I have no clue what the hell is going on. I know it was a record for most touchbacks ever in the league and everything like that. But then,
moved it up.
I don't understand this. They got the kicker is 5 yards behind the front line, and then nobody can move until the guy catches. I was like, what? Okay.
They also changed it to where if the wind blows the ball off the tee, a player doesn't hold the ball anymore.
Yes.
You just bring the kicking stick out there. Why? What was wrong with the kicking stick? What was wrong with the guy holding
nothing,
the ball?
Nothing.
Was that a big issue? They needed to change that rule.
I mean, I was like, okay.
Has it been windier more? Is this a climate change issue?
It's unbelievable. They're going to let you bring out the.
Come on, man. What's going on here?
Come on, man. So a guy's running and tackling, steps on it, and then whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, let's hear the general manager of the Arizona Cardinals talking about being willing to trade their pick.
It'll be a big neon sign that says open, and we'll I don't like it blinking. That kind of messes with my eyes, but yeah, we're always going to be listening. You know, I think, you know, we'll always have the conversation. You know, we may not get to a point where the deal makes sense, whether it's at four or anywhere we're picking, but we're always going to have the conversation, and if it makes sense and it if it's attractive to building our team, and then it's something that we'll certainly consider no matter where we're at in the draft.
Well, I think because they're four and they don't need a quarterback,
yeah,
that just seems like that's the perfect spot for somebody to jump up. I know J.J. McCarthy's.
That's my guy.
J.J. McCarthy's pro days today up there in Michigan. I'm assuming there's going to be a lot of people there. And he seems like he's becoming the consensus fourth guy, maybe a third guy.
Yeah, he's the riser.
You know, things
he's
like
been the
that.
Riser.
And so, obviously, if you're Arizona, you could get something for that pick if you don't look at – you know, you can get back to 11, and maybe Odunze maybe comes, maybe is there. I don't think he's going to be there, but you can go, like, if Brock Bowers is there at 11 or something like that, you got to get Kyler Murray some more damn targets. Mm-hmm. You got to get some guys that can make plays for him.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, it almost would surprise me if they didn't make that move, you know, because they don't need a quarterback, and with all the J.J. McCarthy, Drake May, Jaden Daniels hype, like, one of those guys is going to be there at four. They don't need him. You know how desperate, and we know the Vikings made the trade to get a second first-round pick. They need a quarterback, obviously, as Kirk Cousins is signed here in Atlanta. It would almost surprise me at this point if the Cardinals made that pick at four. Yeah. It would be smarter for them, an organ like a roster that needs a lot of stuff, to have two first-round draft picks. Now, again, at four, you can get Marvin Harrison Jr.
You can.
Versus waiting until eight and hoping that Odunze is there or whatever. Like, those guys are all really good, but they're not Marvin Harrison Jr., so it'd be really good to have him. If they do make that trade and then Harrison's there at five, he's going to the Chargers.
I would think – you would think Jim – but I think they're in that position where they – because you remember, like, 2 years ago, they found Slater out at Northwestern and put him at the Chargers.
Yeah.
He played – had them all four rookies. He got hurt the next year.
Yeah.
They drafted another guy last year that played pretty well. So that's what I'm thinking. Would they go alt right there, you know, at five if you're the Chargers? Or would you go
– Yeah, I don't
know. Or would you go – because you don't have no pass catchers. You got Quentin Johnston who
– Yeah. But you know what Harbaugh wants, though.
He wants a run game.
He wants a hard-nosed offensive line.
Yeah.
He wants a hard-hitting defense, and he wants to run the ball.
Yeah. So that's why
they also have $1 billion invested in Herbert. So you might want to get him some guys to run the ball too.
Yeah. So that'd be the interesting one. Charger the six where the Giants are. They got to go receiver.
Yeah.
They got to go playmaker right there.
Have to.
They got to go playmaker right there. They got two young tackles. I mean, you paid Andrew Thomas, and then you got Evan Neal on the other side. I mean, there's not a good enough interior lineman there to be picked right there. So either you trade back or you just
– Yeah, they're a trade back candidate
they seem
well,
like they are.
If McCarthy falls a little bit and the Vikings want to get up to six. But, yeah, I mean, that's the fun part of it. And, honestly, you know, the Falcons having taken care of what they needed to do, it's kind of nice to not have to be a part of that either. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I wanted Caleb Williams to be the thing that the Falcons did. I wanted that to be the move. I understand it was going to be a long shot to do it anyway. But getting Kirk Cousins was a smart move.
Yep.
And now you don't have to deal with any of that trade-up stuff or wondering if you're going to take a quarterback or anything like that. All right, so Jalen Johnson, Chicago Bears, cornerback, good player. Talking about, I mean, everybody pretty much assumes Caleb Williams is going to be a Bear.
Right.
Here's Jalen Johnson talking about him.
You just humble yourself coming in the building. I feel like it's one of those things where it's like you can't, like you said, you can't bring that Hollywood stuff into the building, especially now with guys who played this game, I feel like at a high level for consecutive years in the league. It's just something that guys like myself, guys like Jermaine, TJ, I mean, just the vets now, Keenan Allen, I mean, you just adding certain guys in the locker room, I feel like we're gonna see through, and it's like, nah, that what you did in college, the Hollywood, it's like, nah, that you gotta prove yourself, that stuff like that doesn't matter. But I feel like you gotta get to know him too. I think it's a fine line between trying to prove a point to him, but also getting to know him. Because I mean, at the end of the day, we want him to be the absolute best he can be. I mean, that's what we're bringing him in.
Selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Whatever.
What's this Hollywood stuff?
Whatever, dude. Whatever, man.
Because he went to school in L.A.
Yeah, whatever, dog. You've been here. He's a hell of a player.
He's a very good player.
But your ass been in the league for just a minute, too, now.
Yeah.
All right, don't go to any Hollywood stuff
this
and everything.
Also has the Heisman Trophy.
You know what I mean?
This dude, and he's going to be the number one overall draft pick. And if he wants to be a little Hollywood.
No, you don't want a Hollywood quarterback.
That's fine, but if he wants to
but
be,
if he, wants to
he
be,
can do
whatever.
Whatever
he wants.
Whatever,
dude.
He's the
yeah.
quarterback.
Yeah, whatever, man.
You know what I mean?
We know this. Like, Jalen Johnson is a Justin Fields guy. He is. Okay. He's a Justin Fields guy.
Does he want to go to Pittsburgh, or how much of a Justin Fields guy is he?
Because
Caleb's about to be
Caleb's
quarterback.
About to be quarterback, and, so we'll see how that goes.
And Caleb's pretty good. So the other thing about it is, and we talked about this a couple weeks ago, Caleb really is the first guy coming out of this generation of college football that's like, he's flat out NIL. He's made millions of dollars.
Yes.
And he's been on every commercial.
Yes.
And he's got a Heisman.
Yes.
I mean, he's been the face of everything in college football the last handful of years.
Yes.
Guys have been big stars before college football, but not coming into the NFL with $10 million in their bank account.
Yeah.
Like, he might be a little Hollywood.
He might be.
He might be.
You know, I mean, the dude.
He might be.
Like, he got money.
But if he can play,
which
he can be a little Hollywood
which
if he wants
which
to.
Which he can.
You're going to be in a lot of commercials.
Yeah,
you know
which you
mean?
Can.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.